to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, the 22nd of January, 2008. Bob Chapman is with us for the balance of the program today. The call-in number, folks, I know you have questions out there. Now is your time to ask the expert. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And, Bob, you brought something up earlier, and I touched upon it. And I don't want to get really morose or really ugly with this, but you have been around for a long, long time in the financial markets. You were intelligence, counterintelligence. You're a well-rounded individual, and you know what you see when you see it. You don't delude yourself. You deal in a world of hard facts and reality. And I am watching many, many people out there getting ripped off, trying to literally save their lives, and I'm watching them getting ripped off. What advice do you have for these people? Because when I hear some of these gold deals and silver deals and stuff that they, some convoluted deal that people just don't know, they're trying to get into the market, trying to save themselves and try to do this as a hedge against inflation and maybe have a little bit of money. What would you say? What would be the advice to these people?
Well, I think the first thing that you do, if you settle upon some deal you want to deal with, you can go to the Better Business Bureau. That might be helpful. The Chamber of Commerce might be in some ways helpful. The best thing to do is call for comparative prices. As you said earlier, pick out an item. Let's say that you wanted to buy MS 64 graded St. Gaudens, and that was the coin that you wanted, say in a group of five, which would be about $5,000, and you would call maybe six or eight dealers and find out what the purchase price was and see if you can do that within 15 or 20 minutes, and whoever gives you the best price, you go back to them. And, well, of course, you've got to check them out as well.
Well, and there are people, and we will not mention names, but if you mention that you call one broker up and you say, well, hey, you know, I just was quoted a price from these people, and you give them a price, well, they'll undercut it a few bucks. They want your business. They want to pick you up as a long-term client to make sure that all of your bones are picked particularly clean. And you got to be careful. So, you know, don't tip your hat. Well, I talked to XYZ company, and they gave me this figure. Well, they'll naturally come in for a couple bucks because they'd much rather make a couple bucks off of a deal than lose the deal and potentially have you as a future client. So when you call these people, just tell them, hey, I got 10,000 bucks to spend. What do you guys recommend? What will you give me for my $10,000? And make your series of calls. And then call Republic Trading Group at 800. And, folks, if you don't do this, buyer beware. Call 800-691-7898. Talk to Robbie. Robbie is a gentleman, and he is not predatory. Even if somebody laid themselves bare and wide open for bone picking, he will not do it because it's not in his nature. Remember the scorpion frog story? It is not in his nature. He is who he is, and I'm very glad to have him representing Republic Trading Group. After all, how bad can he be? He's friends with Bob Chapman. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The global market sell-off spread Monday as indexes in Canada and Latin America plunged following routes in Europe and Asia and setting the stage for sharp declines when the U.S. reopens on Tuesday. We saw that. As a matter of fact, overnight, what I saw was the Dow Jones down 464. And luckily, we had Martin Luther King Day, because that gave them at least a time frame of which they could reconnoiter, refigure, and try to beat this thing. The market did open down over 400 points, and I think it closed. What was the close today, Bob?
Let's see here. It was down 128 at 11,971. And as I said earlier, the S&P and the NASDAQ were considerably lower than that in Dow points. The S&P was off 132, and NASDAQ fell 286. So the market was really a bit lower than what it looked like it was.
Mm-hmm. And any ideas what's going to happen tomorrow?
Say that again, please.
I said, any idea what's going to happen tomorrow morning?
I think that there'll be some erosion overnight, probably another 50 to 100 points on the Dow. And I think the Dow will be down probably another 100 points or so, maybe 150 tomorrow. And I think that gold will probably trade either a minus 5 to a plus 5 on the day, probably with the pressure to the plus side for $5 on the day. I think a bit, too, depends upon what kind of news comes out, what kind of commentary, and also what the yen carry trade is doing vis-a-vis the Japanese yen. The yen was weak today, which gave the opportunity for yen participants to load up on dollars to go in and speculate in the market. And if the yen were to weaken again tomorrow, it would probably cap the loss in the Dow and those kinds of stocks, and probably limit to some extent the upside, to a small extent, the upside in gold and silver.
How close are the world markets? And I understand this is a loaded question, but Bob, you're looking at this with the same eyes that a lot of people are looking at the situation with, but we have people with differing point of views. We have the people with the rose-colored glasses on. Watch the financial shows. I actually heard today, oh, well, this is good. Yeah, this is a correction that needed to be taking place worldwide. This does not fit with the program, and this is not good. And the one thing, and remember this, folks, this is why it was so important in England when they had the people lining up the windows because they were losing their faith in the ability of the bank to protect their funds. Bad day at BlackRock, so to speak. But how close, in your estimation, and what has to happen for this whole house of cards to tumble, realistically?
Well, I think that you would have to have several banking institutions go under. And then it's, you know, debatable as to, you know, what kind of an effect it would have. You've got to remember that people over 52 know something about gold and something about the history of gold. People under 52 don't know anything about it. And so it's hard for people to understand something that they've never had a personal experience with or have seen in action, so to speak, in a in the venue of it being a currency as a store of value, as a place to go during terrible times. And so the things that are going to happen in markets that might be generated by bank failures or insurance company failures or other things like that may be somewhat slow acting. We just saw that in the drop from July until now. It wasn't until now, maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago, that the market started to become unhinged, and then you got the whack that you got today. It took, you know, 4 or 5 months for professionals to understand that the problem, this credit problem and the CDO problem, is overwhelming. And now we have an insurance problem as well, and that hasn't even broken yet. Most people don't know about it. And then we've got another problem coming in the mortgage area that hasn't been discussed at all, and that is beyond subprime and ALTA loans. We have another kind of loan called pick and pay, which is a ARM option loan. And in about a year and a half or two, they're going to start coming due. They were 5 years old, most of them. Some of them were less. And some of them are coming due this year as well, but most of them a year and a half or two from now. And the people who made those loans were people who had excellent credit ratings and could have paid more money on their houses but wanted to buy more house or wanted to speculate. And they're going to be coming behind. So this problem in real estate and in CDOs, et cetera, is not going to go away for at least 5 years.
And I'm hearing the vaunted economists saying, oh, well, we're in the weeds here, and, well, the housing market hasn't bottomed out yet, and, well, we got some subprime mortgage problems, but we're looking for the beginning of the third quarter this year to be much, much better than what we've seen so far.
Well, The Economist is owned by Illuminists, and so all you're ever going to get from them is, quote, the party line from the Illuminati. And so, you know, you have to know who controls the publications. It's the same thing with the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and the Financial Times. They each have functions within their peer group and sphere, and you have to know who owns them. And unfortunately, the people who own them are all within this elitist cartel. And so then you have to take apart what they say in those publications to find out what's the truth and what is fiction, or what they want you to think and what is in fact the reality. And so, you know, it's a whole job just finding out what's going on, never mind investing your money. You know, I have people come to me today and said, well, I get this, this, and this. I have a financial advisor. And they all do the same thing, relatively speaking. And that is, they buy you what is politically acceptable. That's the mutual funds and this stock and that stock. And most of them usually use funds to do the investment that is mutual funds. And sometimes annuities, it depends upon whether they're getting paid or whether they are a commission broker. But the point is that they're not going to deviate. You talk to them or a stockbroker about gold stocks, and say, you don't want to do that. You know, who knows anything about that?
Mm-hmm.
And so people are discouraged, and then they do what this financial advisor or broker tells them to do, and lo and behold, they lose a lot of money.
Well, and all those, we need to kick this thing off, and I don't know what's holding it up, folks. I mean, these people are working overtime to put a happy face on this scenario. But if we start to see, and this is the cancer that affects the whole world, folks. It's just not England or Australia or Japan or just the United States. Anywhere that the international gangsters are in, they all have the same problem. All of them have the exact same problems. Some variances, some dollar amounts a little bit different, but the cancer here is the fractionalized reserve banking. And, you know, Bob, I'm entertaining the idea here of late that is it better to hope for the crash, that people will wake up, or do we, and we know that this thing's going to go down, it's just a matter of not if, but when. But is it better to have this thing collapse, have people wake up to what slavery they've been under, what usury they've been under, to break the chains of this? Or do we keep stumbling and fumbling around for another month or 6 months or a year before the whole house of cards comes down?
Well, I think stumbling around is better, and the reason I say that is that we can reach more and more people so that they can understand what's going on out there. And that, in understanding the problem doesn't mean they'll do anything about it, but when the problem occurs, at least they'll know what they're dealing with. And so the more time we get here, the better. And that's what the insiders are trying to do. They're trying to gain time because they don't want the public to discover that, very simply, they've been getting screwed their whole lifetime by Wall Street and the bankers and their government, and it's about time it stopped. And in a lot of instances, what they've been doing is criminal activity, and I don't think they want the public to find out what they're doing, because they don't want to go to jail.
And do you understand, folks, why it is so important to minimize somebody like Ron Paul, the only guy that is running, seeking a solution to the all-important problem that we're facing? And now we've got Obama and Hillary scratching each other's eyes out. We've got John McCain and Mitt Romney. By the way, Fred Thompson dropped out today. So there's only four left on the Republican side. Hopefully Ron Paul can hang in there. He gets more FaceTime, more airtime, and he can explain more clearly and succinctly to the brain-dead public out there what is really going on. He's the only guy that's asking that we dump that Federal Reserve. I have a couple of announcements, and we'll roll with your calls right after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back. I was asked from the fine people over there in Tennessee. We've got a couple of radio stations there. On Monday, February 4th in Parsons, Tennessee, at Granny's Kitchen, that's a restaurant. Here's the number you need to call. Cheyenne, I do believe it's the name. Excuse me if I butchered it. 731-967-2933. Again, 731-967-2933 for the Ron Paul Meetup Group in Parsons, Tennessee at Granny's Kitchen. And also, Bob, I had a question here. A caller asked, what do you recommend for, and I think this is the Austin Independent School District, which is a joke, what about employees losing their teaching certificates if they don't get biometric fingerprinting? And that program here in Texas starts this week.
Well, I think it's a terrible thing. There's no reason for it. There's no need for it. And, you know, they don't have a problem with many teachers doing things that they're not supposed to do. And so it's just another excuse to control people. If you want to keep your job and you want to stay in Texas, you're going to have it done. And if you don't like the law, finish out the year or quit and go to another state.
You know, down here in Texas, I got into it with the with the Texas School District, the Round Rock Independent School District, as they call it. One of my producers here, her freshman daughter, she got her phone confiscated, her cell phone confiscated, and there is actually a Texas law, Texas Educational Code 37.08, that was signed back in 1995. It became law, and they call this an administration fee. Now, keep in mind that this freshman wasn't using the phone. If they even see the phone, they confiscate the phone, and the child or the parents have to come up with $15 to get their property back. And this woman was not apologetic for it. She said, you know, we're just following the law, and this is all throughout Texas. And I said, this is confiscation, and you're holding people's property for an administration fee? She said, well, it's the law. And I said, well, so was tying your property taxes to funding schools here in Texas. And that was a law, but it was found to be unconstitutional. And I said, thank you for your information. I made her do the homework so we can zero in on these people and get this confiscatory stuff off of our children and our parents. Bob, can you imagine that? $15? Even if you don't use the phone, but they just see it, they confiscate it, and you got to pay to get it back?
It's called extortion.
That's exactly what it is. Let's go to the phones here. We've got loaded lines. Clint in Texas. Hello, Clint.
Yes. I was calling about one of the speculative stocks, Capella, for instance. You know, it's going down, 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 and I was just wondering if there are some results that are due that are going to turn that around, or might it be time to bail?
Well, first of all, there are a number of stocks that during the tax selling season that got banged around pretty hard, and that stock was one of them. I understand that they are supposed to soon come out with drilling results on their uranium property in New Brunswick in Canada, and if that those results are good, I would assume that the stock would go back up again.
All right. Good deal. Well, thank you very much.
All right,
Clint.
Appreciate
it. You're
all right.
Welcome.
Short question, and he held a long time. Anna in Texas. Hello, Anna.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for the opportunity. I am part of the under 52 category as far as knowledge about gold. I know nothing. And I recently inherited several pieces of solid gold jewelry, very old jewelry, from my aunt who passed in April, and it was appraised at just over $5,400. Now my question is, how does that, or does it equate with something that, say, you would buy in a Bob Chapman special? Does it have the same kind of worth?
Well, depending on when it was made, the Japanese laugh at us because we use 14 karat gold, and people in this country buy it, and they think it's a good deal. Have you ever looked at European or Japanese gold? What is that, Bob? It's at least 22 to 24 carats.
Yeah, the Middle East is the same way.
Yeah, and the only question I would have for you, Anna, is that, and here is the question, because in India and in other countries, they use jewelry as a way to buy gold. Now, the problem with that is that it's not a numismatic value, and that would have to be melted and then assayed, you know, to determine its purity and its weight and all that other stuff. But Anna, if you're thinking about what is the intrinsic value of this versus buying recognizable gold coin or silver coin,
right?
Yeah. Bob,
I just don't know it because, you know, I'm very interested in buying gold, but I just don't have the money to, I don't have $4,000, you know, but I'd like to have the security of that.
Well, we'll address that, Anna, when we get back from break. Randall, John Ray, John Onesti, and others will get to all of your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, Anna, here's the deal. I take it this has value to you as a keepsake?
Yeah, I would probably consider them heirloom pieces. They belong to my grandmother, and I think they probably could, some of the pieces could go as far back as 1920s, maybe.
Well, and I would suggest, and I wouldn't waste a whole lot of time, Bob, I don't know if you concur with this little plan. I'm just taking it off the top of my head. If you wanted to consider getting rid of that and turning it into a gold purchase or a silver purchase, I would try eBay. I would try selling it on eBay and see what happens there, or maybe take it to a you said that you've already had this appraised?
Well, yeah, my uncle did. He was the executor of the will, and he sent along the
okay.
You know, the details of it with the package. So.
Okay, so you've got the information about the pieces. Well, I mean, that's going to be your call. I don't
yeah.
know if you have any other heirlooms.
Would the value be equitable?
Good question. Bob, would the value of this be?
Well, I think the value is based totally upon gold content. There's very little value to an heirloom type of thing. I mean, rings that were made, jewelry that were made in the 1920s, or unless they're special, very, very special people, pieces like things that were done by Erte and people like him, then they're just giving you melt value.
Okay.
For the most part. And that's usually what happens to jewelry, unless, like, if you've got a pin and on the back it says Cartier, then there's a premium for it because people know that Cartier has always had a wonderful reputation and is of the finest of workmanship.
Okay.
And so if you've got jewelry that just came from the era, it's not unique, it wasn't done by somebody famous, then you got a melt value there. So then you could, you know, I would talk to somebody who sells jewelry, particularly a jeweler who has been in business for a long time, and say, are these pieces of any unique value? And if he says, no, they're just kind of run-of-the-mill pieces that were made between 1920 and 1940 or something like that,
mm-hmm.
And they're not of any famous manufacturer or any famous artist, then you know you're dealing with melt value. And then you could put them on eBay and try to mark them up to, say, $8,000 or $9,000 and hope somebody buys them because they like them.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And that's the best advice we can give you. We're not in the jewelry business, but we...
No, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if I don't think if your grandmother recognized current circumstance that she would mind, but, but let me tell you something. If you're sent a Fabergé egg by the estate, hang on to it. Hey, thanks for your call, Anna.
Thanks for your time.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Randall in Texas. Hello, Randall.
And Bob, really been wanting to talk to Bob about one thing, and that is I think that Italy, definitely Mexico, Brazil, and Argentina, and I think Australia, definitely Argentina, they had inflation, sometimes hyperinflation, and then they came out with a new, in Mexico's case, new peso. In Argentina's case, I think a new peso, but why wouldn't that maybe happen here and wind up with a 10-to-1 to the new Amero? Bob?
Well, first of all, the Amero is it's the intention of that currency is to be used by three countries, and I think that's some time away. I know that behind the scenes, the Council on Foreign Relations and other illuminists are working to harmonize laws and rules between the three countries and hope sometime in the future, probably 10 or 15 years from now, if that quickly, that they will come forward and say, look, we've done all this and we got a plan and let's merge them together and let's have a new currency. And, of course, that'll be... engineered and run out of the Federal Reserve if they exist at that time, which means that all the sovereignty and the capabilities of Mexico and Canada to control their own financial destiny will be lost. When you have a currency like that and you have one country that is running the usage of that currency, what happens is that you lose control. And you've seen that with the European Central Bank. As far as devaluation is concerned, all those countries did do that. As a matter of fact, I called the devaluation of the peso, and I at that time there were a lot of Americans, this is in the early 90s, that had pesos, and they were getting, you know, 15% and 20% interest rates, and that's why they owned pesos, and I was telling them that they should get rid of their pesos and go back into dollars because it was going to be a devaluation, and I told them exactly what it was going to be. And most of them did. And what happened was, as you know, they had the devaluation. And that could happen in America as well, with the hyperinflation that's intoned into the machinations of the Federal Reserve. You know, I think we're looking at 15 to 35% inflation over the next 3 to 4 years on an annualized basis. So, yes, down the line, as we go into depression, say 4 or 5 years from now, or maybe sooner, that they would say, well, gee, the dollar isn't worth the dollar anymore, so you're going to turn them all in and we're going to give you a new one, and it'll be a devaluation. And I don't think at that time they would step outside and use another currency because it wouldn't be necessary. None of the other countries did. Mexico still has pesos and so on. And so I wouldn't be overly concerned about devaluations. I'd be overly concerned about owning gold and silver during a hyperinflationary period. And during a deflationary period, I would be very interested in owning gold bullion coins, which I would I think would be the best place to be during that economic and financial time, so to speak.
Yes, sir. I totally agree with you. I'm kind of thinking that it could be sooner, and that could be their way of marrying the peso, the Canadian dollar, and the U.S. dollar all together. But who knows what their plan is. But I think that gold is the answer, and, of course, it's the devaluation of the dollar we're trying to protect against, not the inflation of gold.
Well, the key to America surviving economically and financially is not only getting rid of the Federal Reserve and the IRS, but just as important is setting up tariffs. Because if we do that, we can limit the amount of goods that come into the country, and we can rebuild our manufacturing and services industry at the upper level to the position that we were in 7 or 8 years ago. If we continue to do what we're doing, we are doomed.
Right. We're firing the consumer for the world also.
Well, that's going to end very shortly.
All right. Well,
and the three countries that are going to have the biggest problem are Mexico. 80% exports go to the U.S. Canada is 85%, and I'm guessing at China being 50%.
Well, thank you, Bob, and thank you, John. Y'all keep up the good work, and I guess we'll hang on and watch and see.
All right. Thank you, Randall. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I had a question. My oiler statement first, then a question. My wife and I were wondering, where is this over $180 billion going to come from the government for this 800 on up? Are they going to dump more useless fiat currency on us? Because
what they're going to do is have the Federal Reserve create the credits, which will become a debt, and then they'll take the money and just give it away. If you think about it for a moment, you can see what an absolute absurdity this is. There are certain sections of the public which will receive $800, was what the proposal is, and let's say that's what it is. And they're in the lower income brackets, and they will, of course, immediately go out and spend the money, thereby, at least in the short term, buoying the economy. And that's not an answer. That'll probably carry over into the election period, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah,
the solution is purging the system. And, of course, the Illuminists don't want to do that because then they'll get exposed for what they've done, so they're going to hang on and inflate and give money away. And I mean, this is really the same as Bernanke saying, well, you know, we have a wonderful thing in Washington, and we can use it when we want, and it's called a printing press. And then further, he said, well, if we have to, we can always load helicopters up with money and dump it out on the public. I mean, this is the insanity of what's going on And this why is why it's so important that Ron Paul gets elected.
It sure is, and this is why I'm getting my taxes done immediately. If this is going to be a death blow to our economy, I'm not taking a part in it.
Well, and I've said, and the problem here was this was demonstrated that there's a lot of people that don't have to file federal income taxes because they're below the poverty level. So how do we get these checks in their hot little hands? And people.
Well, that's a great question, John. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah. It's like,
I mean, there, if you make less than about $11,000 something a year as a couple, you don't even have to file.
Well, and this is a way to get everybody in the system because they're going to hold out the cash carrot. You're going to be chomping at the bit to get at. And now you're in the system, and congratulations. If you weren't making enough money, you were poor, whatever the reasons, you didn't file taxes. There's 67 to 70 million Americans that didn't file last year. So if you want to line up for that $800 to be put in those databases to be used against you in the future, go ahead and take the check.
My other question was this. Citgo just lost some $100-something-odd billion. Is what we're seeing today a result of the bigger banks swallowing up the smaller ones?
Yes, I think that's part of all of this. In a fascist society, corporations work with government. And really, government becomes a corporate structure, which, in fact, is run by people within the corporate world. This was the design created after he was a communist by Mussolini, when he slid into fascism, which is just two types of socialism. And the end result to socialistic things such as giving money away, it just doesn't work. And, you know, how do all the people feel who aren't getting any money and they're paying for those people to have money? It's the same concept of freezing the interest rates on the loans of the subprime and the borrowers when, in fact, 85 to 95% of them committed a felony by committing fraud on their applications. I mean, why would we reward them for being criminals?
Well, and here's the problem. Here's the problem. This is nothing but redistribution of wealth. It's wealth. The governments don't create money. Okay, they don't create wealth. They collect taxes. They extract it from you any which way that they can. They don't produce anything. The bankers are there. Well, they produce money out of thin air and then charge you for the luxury through usury or interest, the pleasure of carrying their funny money around in your pocket. The simple solution to this, while I watch the presidential debates go on, and the field in the Democratic side of this is being narrowed down, it's now Barack Obama and Hillary. Hillary wants her universal health care. She wants her socialized medicine. George Bush comes out with a plan, $150, $160 billion. It's going to end up costing more because, remember, the clock is ticking. Guido, the international gangster, is there collecting his usury fee. You know, I mean, this is like the Iraq-Afghanistan stuff. You know, they'll tell you about budget appropriations, but they don't tell you all associated cost, borrowing the money, veterans getting sick, dying, being maimed, whatever. They don't give you a true cost projection for this, and they never will. But we have one guy that has stood his ground and said this very plainly. While these other people are dancing around us, well, we're going to have stimulus packages, or we're going to maintain tax cuts through 2010. All of this is nothing but a sham. And all of these people, George Bush, Dick Cheney, his cabinet, the Congress, the Senate of the United States, they're all whistling through the graveyard because there is no solution for this problem. And you're seeing this problem. You like your international stuff? You like your globalism? These are the very people that created this, and you're seeing the carnage and the wreckage of this system worldwide right now. And I'll tell you, if we don't have thinking human beings on this planet, that they're not going to go short-term and exacerbate this problem, and they want it stopped. We're going to go through some pain with this, folks. It's going to be a hell of a lot more painful if we allow these clowns to continue to control.
It certainly will be. Thank you for your time, gentlemen. I've learned a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate your
thank
call.
Thank you.
All right. Ray in Pennsylvania. We're going to keep rolling the calls. They keep rolling in. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
First-time caller, long-time listener here. I love the show. I usually listen to you guys. I listen to the archives the day after at work. And this is the first time I've been able to actually call in, so I'm kind of psyched here.
Well, hopefully you're not unemployed.
Not yet, but it's starting to get that way. Our hours have been cut down, and it's not looking too good.
Yeah.
I work in the tool and die trade, and that's a very good indicator of what manufacturing is doing in this country. And we see it first.
And don't forget, Ray, it's not official. We're not in a recession yet.
Yeah.
But when we see job losses, we see less products being produced, we see layoffs, we see escalating prices due to inflation, I would say that that's the criteria for a recession. But we're not sure that we're in a recession. That's why the world's markets panicked the other day, yesterday. But it was just on fears that the U.S. may be going into recession. Hang on, Ray. We'll take your call right after that.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yeah, right after that. Well, the commercial block was that, so this is it. I'm sorry. Ray, go ahead, sir.
Okay. Hey, I don't even really know where to start here. I've got so much stuff. But so something I wanted to comment on, that, you know, the big crash today. I happened to hear some of the talking heads, I think it was on Fox today, talking amongst themselves, wondering if some of this crash could be attributed to the fact that people are concerned that the Democrats might get the White House.
Oh, gosh.
Can you believe that? Oh, my God.
That's your George Bush network for you.
Oh, God, I could hardly stand it.
I know.
It's over the top. Anyway, I wanted to ask Bob a question here. Back in the 80s when gold got up to around 850 or so, and I think silver was up around 50 bucks an ounce, something like that, you know, of course, everything kind of reset, and now we're back up there again around, you know, $880, $900 an ounce for gold. How come silver's lagging behind so much? What's going on with that?
Well, I think that one of the reasons, a very strong reason, why silver went to $50 was that there were a group of people who were purchasing silver and taking delivery. And they essentially cornered the market. And, of course, the United States government arranged for people to be able to sell silver but not buy it. And, of course, that cracked the market, and the price came back down again. But today we don't have any strong permanent physical buyers like we had at that time. So $50 was really a distortion. Maybe it should have been 20 or 25. I mean, who knows? And so that's why silver has not done as well as it did before. You know, there's no way to gauge where silver should be when gold is 900, because of the distortion that went on. But silver will do well, and as it goes higher, then there'll be more investment offtake, and then it will dry up just like the selling by the central banks will dry up as well. And once that happens, in both instances, they'll both go crazy. And there is going to be plenty of inflation. And as we've talked about on the program, over the next 2 or 3 years, we'll see inflation, just in order to keep the system from collapsing, over 20%. And that means that gold and silver will go exceedingly higher. And there's other problems besides just inflation.
All right. We're running out of time here. Thank you, Ray, for your call. I'm glad you were able to listen today. Catherine in British Columbia. Hello, Catherine.
Hi there. I have a question regarding gold. When I was driving home this morning, our money experts were on telling us that, you know, things are all good here, that in equity markets, they always rebound in a couple of 2-3 years, so no problem. Mm-hmm. And there was a mention about gold falling because investors have to cover the cost of investments that didn't work out so well. So can you explain that in the big picture? If
we have... You're going to have to repeat it because I couldn't hear part of it.
Okay. With respect to gold, there was a... Gold was being sold by investors because the investors had to meet their other financial obligations, you know, with the recent fall in the stock market. And I'm just wondering how that works in the big picture, if people are buying gold and silver
okay.
to invest.
All right. Catherine, thank you. We got 30 seconds, Bob.
I think that that's an opinion. Whether people had to sell margin silver and gold during this period remains to be seen. I think they're two different venues, and I don't think most of the people in the stocks who are professionals get involved or semi-professionals in the physical market. So right. If there was margin selling, I think it was very, very small.
All right,
and
Bob Chapman,
a large factor.
Thank you, sir. We will see you again next Tuesday. Do me a favor, hang on line for a second.